This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. And for the rest of our program today, I'm handing things off to my colleague and news director at Illinois Public Media, Reginald Hardwick, who's going to take us through the next installment of our series, Building a Better Democracy.
Over the last couple of months, Illinois Public Media's Kimberly Kranick, Director of Community Content and Engagement, visited multiple high schools and the campus of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where our program is produced. She spoke with several students about their views on democracy and politics and the role family members, as well as TikTok, has shaped their views. We'll be hearing from a few of those students for the rest of the program today. Let's listen to some of these conversations with Kimberly Kranick and Illinois high school and college students. You'll be hearing from Matthew S. at the University of Illinois and Abby at Rochester High School.
I'm Matthew Schmidt. I go to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and I'm a sophomore.
And what do you think about the state of democracy in Illinois and the country, and what is democracy to you?
Well, I think democracy to me is the ability to have everybody's voice heard in terms of like appointing people to public office. And I think in Illinois, obviously with the whole Darren Bailey, J.B. Pritzker situation, it's a little questionable versus maybe other states, but I don't think it's awful. I think democracy in the U.S. at large is probably in a worse state just because politics today are significantly more inflammatory, I feel like, than they were back in, you know, like 90s, early 2000s. And they're divided very much along liberal and conservative lines. So I feel like what that does is it makes people more likely to not accept the result of an election if it doesn't coincide with their viewpoint. Because from their viewpoint, like what they believe is objectively right. And if something that's objectively wrong is going to go on, or somebody who believes in objectively wrong ideals is going to be appointed to a high office, that's really bad. So if I was in that position, I probably wouldn't like it. And if I was so inclined, I would maybe like fight against it, which defies the very fabric of democracy, I feel like.
And do you have political views? And if so, how did those get shaped and who influenced you?
Well, I used to be very apolitical, but recently I've become more and more liberal. And I don't know, I think that's something that just generally happens with being on a college campus and just being around young people, because it's sort of a pattern. Young people are more, you know, progressive. They want to see sort of issues that they see get fixed. But also, I don't know, I think a lot of it is just the people I hang around with too, because I'm Chicago suburbs, so general Chicago area, more of a blue area. And I don't know, I think it's mostly just where I come from, where I'm at now, that's influenced how I feel politically at the moment.
And have you voted in anything except a presidential election? And if so, do you remember what that was like?
I have not voted anything, not even a presidential election. No, I'm no elections. I am eligible, though.
So will you be voting this November?
This November? Probably not. I'll probably only be voting in the presidential election, if I'm being honest.
Okay, and what makes you, and why is that?
Because I feel like I'm not very well informed in terms of local candidates, except for pretty much every office except for governor. I do not know the information that I would need to be able to cast a viewpoint. And it's certainly for lack of trying. Like, I'm sure I would be able to seek it out, but in just as a student and with all the other things that I have going on, it's often something that just, like, falls to the wayside. It's something that I'd have to go out of my way to learn about.
My name is Abby or Abigail. I am a senior at Rochester High School in Illinois.
And do you have political views? And if so, where did or who shaped them or what shaped them?
Yeah, so I do have political views. I think they mainly come from my family and then also exposure to the internet to see other places in the world and what's happening there.
Can you give me an example of anything that your family and the internet like either shaped something or changed the way you see something?
So I believe that climate change is a big issue, and especially with more access to seeing what's going on in like California or the Atlantic, you can really just like take a picture of how our policies are affecting the climate, which are then affecting people we might not otherwise think about.
Do you plan to vote in November, and why or why not?
Well, I'm not old enough to vote in November, but I do plan to vote next year, mainly because I want to try to fix some of these issues, even though I know my vote won't necessarily be a giant portion of it. It will at least be a little bit of help.
if you could talk to any local politicians, it could be the sheriff, the city council, the school board, county board. Do you have anything you'd like to say to them or ask them?
Yeah, I would like them to at least consider younger people more, especially like in the school districts. I know gun violence is like a big giant thing that everyone's scared about. And a few years ago, we added resource officers to our school. And I want them to, one, take it seriously, and two, trying to come up with solutions for the kids that won't scare them, but will also like help them feel safer in school in some way, shape, or form.
And do you have experience? So how have those drills gone for you?
I mean, those drills are something we've done since like we were in elementary school, and it's just kind of scary that you have to like take five-year-olds and be like, hey, we have to practice for this experience that we don't know may or may not happen. And like my brother, this was a few years ago, he was in elementary school, he was a kindergartner at the time, and that school got a bomb threat and they had to evacuate the whole school and search for it. Even though they didn't find anything, it's still just a scary experience that you can think about, and then you just worry about what your siblings or whoever might be experiencing.
Thank you. I hear you. Politics. What is politics for, do you think?
I believe politics is a way of organizing people and their ideas and creating an order out of a chaotic world that not everyone will agree with, but everyone agrees with enough to follow.
Okay. There's other kinds of government besides democracy. Do you think any of the other forms are functional, are something we should try? What do you think about other forms?
Well, I know there's a lot of different forms of government. There's a lot of different ways of organizing people. Communism, I think it's great on a smaller scale. Like if you're in a small community, yeah, it makes sense. On a larger scale, it's just harder to divide up everything for everyone else. So then you always get people in power. Same kind of with how our system works right now. You have the same majority of people keep getting reelected each and every year, even though necessarily some of the country might not agree with them, but that's just how we set up our state representatives, which is honestly fine because then everyone gets equal representation. Parliamentary systems, I think, are okay. I like how they divide up the population based on what they believe and then translate that into government, but I mean, everything has its up and downs. There's no one perfect system.
If you're just joining us, this is The 21st Show. I'm Reginald Hardwick. We're continuing our Building a Better Democracy series with some conversations Illinois Public Media's Kimberly Cranick had in recent months with some high school and college students about their views on politics and democracy. We just heard from Abigail, a senior at Rochester High School, and before that, Matthew S., a student at University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And now we're going to Springfield Southeast High School. Cranick spoke with several students there, including seniors Isaiah P. and Jade B. Here's what they had to say.
My name is Isaiah P. I go to Southeast High School, and I'm a senior.
And will you be eligible to vote in November?
I will. I turn 18 in October.
And do you plan on voting? If so, why or why not?
I do plan on voting because I feel like I've been reading up, and I feel like as soon as I turn 18, I should try and get involved in politics as soon as possible.
And do you have a political viewpoint? If so, where did that come from, or did certain people influence you for that viewpoint?
I would say I'm very Democratic, and I think that's because my family is all from Chicago, and that's a very blue area. So I think, you know, I feel like people's political viewpoints are formed a lot by their family. So, yeah.
Okay. And when you think of democracy, what does it mean to you? How would you define that?
I think it's the freedom of any person in any place to have a say in how and why the things that they're governed by are what they are.
And how do you think the state of democracy is in Illinois or the country?
I think the country has a slight problem with elitism in smaller areas, but on the grand scheme of things, I think we're pretty sound.
Can you elaborate a little bit on the maybe elitism in the smaller areas?
I think people here especially get discouraged by how little they feel their voice matters because of the people that do make decisions. And I think they think that they don't have any power simply because they're not maybe as rich or as well known as other people. So I think that the elitism is formed by the inherent thought that your voice doesn't matter because it's small.
And do you think there's any truth to that?
No, not at all. I think there's truth in numbers, for sure. And I think that if everyone who thought that their voice didn't matter thought their voice did matter, there would be a lot more change.
That's kind of a good ender. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah. Kids are smart. The class of 23 and all of Southeast High School has some of the most brilliant minds I've ever seen in my life. And I think that we all deserve a chance to be heard.
Jade Brown. I am 17. I am in AP Gov currently, and I go to Southeast High School.
And when we think about democracy, when you think about that, what does it mean to you, democracy?
To me, democracy is when you hear all the people and try to do what's best for the nation rather than what's best for the people who own the money in America.
And when you think of democracy and the state of democracy right now, how do you think the United States is doing?
I personally don't think our democracy is doing that great. I think there is a priority on people who are funding, who are giving money, and who are kind of more elitist in society rather than those who are maybe more poor and impoverished.
Okay, and do you think that, how could we change that? Any ideas?
I think that focusing on listening to the people a lot, maybe holding more conventions where we hear local opinions or even just like statewide opinions and just including the people a lot more.
And if you have, do you have political views? If you do, what formed your views and maybe who influenced your views?
I personally don't have political views. I actually try to stay out of politics because I find that it's a very volatile place most of the time. But if I did have anyone who's influenced my views, it would be my family.
And the age you are, I think you're eligible to vote in November, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you plan to vote and why or why not?
I would like to vote after I've looked into politics a lot more and have a broader knowledge, but as of right now, I don't, because I don't want to make a decision that influences our country without being educated.
And do you know how to educate yourself so you could go into the voting booth in November?
Yes, there are a lot of resources. The internet's a big one, my family members, my AP government teacher, so I do have a lot of resources.
When it comes to misinformation, a lot of people say they know how to tell the difference. Research also shows that a lot of people kind of pass things on that isn't information or misinformation. Where do you think you stand on that?
I think that people might think it's easy to tell, but it is really hard to tell what is misinformation. So I like to cross-check sources. If they're not lining up, someone is incorrect.
Great. And what would you like to say, let's say some of the candidates for local office, whether it's sheriff or school board or city council, is there anything you would like to say to them from your vantage point or ask them?
The only thing I really want to say is truly try to consider the people when you make your decisions, because it directly affects all of us in our daily lives.
And were you one of the ones that has a TikTok account?
Yes, I am.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I don't really post anything political on my TikTok, but I do find that TikTok does keep me up to date with current news events and things going on in our world, so I do appreciate it for that.
And can you think of one political story that you saw recently on any TikTokers that you accounts that you are looking at?
A lot of the stuff that I do see is about like recent school shootings, like the one that happened in Texas recently. So that's mostly what I see on TikTok. I can't really think of anything political right off the top of my head, though.
Once again, that was Illinois Public Media Director of Community Content and Engagement, Kimberly Kranick, speaking with high school and college students about politics and democracy. You just heard from Springfield Southeast High School seniors Isaiah P. and Jade B.
All right, thank you to Reginald Hardwick for filing that segment. And that is all the time we have for our show today. The 21st Show is produced by Aiden Choate, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our interns are Anaya Jones and Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.